Kids run out to the car. My grandbabies are with me. I love them. They're smart. They're good babies. They run out to the car. They come running back in. There's a bird in the car. It was a bird in my car. Well,
and
you know what?
Linda hadn't got in there yet.
No. There's another bird. You know what birds do, don't you? Y'all know what they do. Well, I wouldn't get in that car till somebody checked it. And so John had to check the whole car. And Liza was standing on outside. Oh, it might be, and I might sit in it. We got the bird out. I looked on the dash and I said, oh, John, that you missed the spot. He said, oh, that's bugs, but he lied. That bug, that bird was trying to keep me from coming to church this morning and make me late. You know, Satan uses everything he can.
That's right.
To get us, keep us out. But what I wanted to say, I said all that to say nothing, but to say this. When I married John, back there, you know we've been married a long time. When I married John, his mama had already had 4 boys to go into service. One of them had not come home. His oldest brother Thomas died in World War II. His daddy signed for him to go. He just turned 18, I think, and he died, or just before he turned 18, he died in December. And he was the same age as my mother. Now, that's hard to believe that John had a brother the same age as my mother, and I'm married to John, but that's the way it worked out. There was a lot of them. But there was 5 of them all together. I mean, 4 of them that went in, 1 didn't come back. And I married John. We've been married 2 years. Well, we was going to town, you know, we was just going to do all this. But we got this draft notice in the mail. They drafted my husband. I thought, how dare them do that to me, you know. And so we'd been married 2 years, and they had dragged me back home because he didn't want me to stay myself and all that stuff. And I thought, well, it'll be over in 2 years. And it was. But he stayed 13 months in Vietnam. 13 months, and John's mama, she was so afraid because she'd already lost one. She tried to encourage me, but you know, it was hard. But you know, God blessed him. He took care of him. He stayed over there 13 months. There was 3 of them that went together, 3 from Allegheny County, Russell Shaw and Lyman Loggins, and John went together. Stayed together the whole time, just about the whole time. Last little bit, they was separated. But he come back home in 13 months. And God answered that prayer. And I'm not saying it was my prayer alone, because I prayed, and I was young, you know, and I prayed and prayed. But you know whose prayer that was? That was John's mommies and daddies. They prayed that, you know. They didn't want him. They didn't want to lose another one. So I'm thankful to God today for our men and women that do go serve. And I'm thankful to God today for the ones that are spared to come back home. And I'm thankful that he sent mine back home to me. And I want to say I thank him for what he done and for all of them that fought for Brad said, for our country, for us. not for your neighbor alone, but for us. It's you too. When we pray, we need to pray. Pray for these men and women. And not only that, pray for the parents of the ones that's lost ones. That's hard. I didn't know how hard it was till I seen it on John's mama. And I knew she didn't want to give that boy up. She didn't want to. He was her oldest one. So remember them when you pray. And I said that, and I thank Jesus for saving my soul. I want to say that.